This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give you Romans 1:24 through 27. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, regardless of what the object may be, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Reprobate means without the ability to actually discern between right and wrong, though we all have it. We've been given a dispensation by God to do the wrong thing, while we have the power to choose to do the right thing as well. Deuteronomy 30:19. But I'm going to play some audio during the second segment here, friends, that is just unthinkable. I want to show you, and I want you to hear what's being bred in our colleges today. It is the unthinkable. It's the best way to put it. It truly is. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. It's called Hurt Feelings, friends. How dare you laugh, you bigots. This is not food, friends. This is violence. There's a little salt on your tongues as to what is coming up during the show today. Also wanted to let you know, just to jump on the issues going across the boards in the United States of America, obviously everybody's talking about voting today, and we know who the people's pick is today. And folks, again, I feel as Saul giving you to the people what you desire, and that is Donald Trump. You chose him. What I see across the boards, you cannot deny, friends. You see all over the country, you see Donald Trump, you see Pence, and you also see in many yards, friends, Hillary for prison. Well, to say that, to say this, friends, we're seeing today's news just came up just a couple of moments ago. Ballots are switching to Hillary before voters' eyes. Now, we've talked about this so often, friends, to the up-and-coming present day concerning what is happening today, that this should come as no surprise. Reports of voting irregularities in the key battleground states of Pennsylvania and North Carolina cast an early poll over Election Day, while Republicans and the Republican hopeful Donald Trump already filed a lawsuit over a voting dispute in Nevada. Now, friends, is it just me, but is it the history of the Clintons that they are criminal? What would you expect that they would do outside of commit crime? And folks, I also want to say this too as well, that if you are just going to go ahead and vote and think that's where it's going to stop, you better wake up and smell the coffee, friends. You're dealing with modern day brown shirts across the boards concerning the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, effeminate they may be, the likes of the Clintons, effeminate they may be, and the Bushes, effeminate they may be, but you are dealing with a criminal mindset. Again, keep keep in mind, these people don't think like me and you do, friends. They think the way that they should think in the sense of their own realm and alliances and the covenant that they have made with hell. They act like sons and daughters of Belial, sons of Satan. And you should expect the same, folks. It reminds me of where it tells us that, you know, gun-free zones. Do you think criminals are going to avoid gun-free zones, or do you think they're going to target gun-free zones? America, they already know how you're going to respond. They know that you're going to be mush, and as the communists say, when you feel mush, proceed. Go ahead and just roll over them. That's exactly what these people are doing. But if they feel your steel, they're taught to tell their little devilish minions to retreat. And until America, they feel your steel, they are not going to retreat. America, you're dealing with criminals, A to Z. We've been over this 100 times. Ballots switch to Hillary before voters' eyes. Now, again, machines changing votes from Trump to Clinton in Pittsburgh. Machines in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, flips votes to Clinton right in the face of the voters. Machines malfunction in battleground states of North Carolina. Machine malfunctions in battleground states of that of Ohio. Trump volunteers are being harassed by Clinton supporters in Nevada. Georgia voter for Trump gets rejected. Folks, how long are you going to put up with this? Because I'm speaking to my people. I'm speaking to my country. How long are you going to put up with this? You've already let it go this far, America. Now you are letting them bully, as I've shared with you 1.5 million times, through totalitarian methods. They love to smack your face. They love to pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to decry victim status, friends, as they continuously perpetuate the crime. And guess what they're doing, America? What I have been telling you for 15 years. Either you lawfully take it to them, or don't complain about the results that you're about to get. Aside of that, did you also know, friends, concerning the criminal Clintons once again, who for some reason or another has been given a free pass to go ahead and advocate more crime, like you've allowed, America, the criminal in the White House for the last 7 3/4 years? They are going to push her through the door unless, America, you stand up and throw her in jail and her husband in jail, the pedophile himself, in jail where he belongs and where she belongs. Just last night, the abominable Lady Gaga, which only, again, solidifies the point that the musicians are the legislators. I did a piece on that sometimes back. Isn't it interesting how they're using these musicians in the likes of, yes, they can't go any lower than a snake's belly when it comes to the abominable Lady Gaga, you know, the advocator of the sodomites, friends? Well, guess what she did last night? She was wearing a Nazi-like uniform when campaigning for none other than yours truly, Hillary Clinton. Campaigning for yours truly, wearing a Nazi uniform. Aren't these people the ones responsible for calling you Nazis, America? You constitutional conservative Christians? You patriots? Aren't these the people that, folks, they are doing this in your face, and again, you're giving them a pass to do such. I don't understand it. This is like I'm speaking to a foreign people, because it's my understanding, friends, that these colors don't run. But here we are. Going back to the ballot switch to Hillary before voters' eyes. Friends, this shows you to the height of their boldness. Folks, they have not a worry in the world that you're going to do anything about the crimes that they are committing. And this is what it is coming to. Folks, and we also found out as well, we now know, again, George Soros is in the picture. He's trying to set the elections. This guy is an international criminal that comes to America where he's rejected and sent to exile through other foreign countries. But he can come over to America and do what he wants and get behind criminals that call themselves representatives and destroy at will. But America, you already knew this. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 over the next three segments. If you'd like to go online, please go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, or my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account as well. And friends, if you would like to, at any time, I'm going back and forth here, friends, on several different issues, trying to keep you abreast as to what's going on in your country right now. But if you would like to, friends, again, call in at any time, please call us at 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head without doubt. Also want to give a shout out to WTYM in Pennsylvania, Kit Henning, again, WTYM Pennsylvania, 1380 AM. Want to give a shout out to manager Dave Croyle. Again, Dave Croyle, we thank you for your trust out there and welcome aboard. We will not let you down in any sense of the word. We are doing all that we can do to make sure that we stay in the know. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, we pray on a daily basis that we know the times and get a heads up as to the Lord and what he is doing in the days ahead, and he has given us that. And so, again, we want to keep you guys ahead of the game, and again, we appreciate your trust. WTYM in Pennsylvania, 1380 AM, and again, manager Dave Croyle, thank you again once more for your trust. I was just sharing with you during the break, friends, during the first segment, forgive me, I want to play some audio for you, and this is a woman, and I want to clarify this before I start playing this audio for you. You can't make this stuff up. Such hurt feelings. How dare you laugh, saith they, you bigots. This is not food, it's violence. Now, the setting is, here's a girl, she's straight-faced, she walks inside, they have a camera crew because this is how they set the stage. They want you to believe that everybody's about this. When, friends, I'm looking at the comments, and there's not one that is advocating her sick mind, her reprobate state in any sense of the word. But she walks in. She's got about 10 other lunatics with her, behind her. She's straight-faced. She looks at the people in the restaurant, and then she begins to do this. Listen to this. Hurt feelings.
Determined look in her eyes wherever she goes, and she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away, she was hidden, she had nobody there for her, she was crying, she was scared every single moment, and because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her, and I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there, and if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl.
It's not food, it is violence. This is the mindset that the American do-nothings are feeding in schools and in colleges today. They have more of a care for the likes of a chicken than they do a human being. Okay? She is decrying the crimes of the people that are eating chicken that God created so me and you could eat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, lady, if you don't like it, I'll tell you what. Bring some barbecue sauce over to the house. Me and Sam will finish it up for you. But this isn't food. This is violence. Isn't it interesting how the narrative is set on the sympathies of the animals, but the narrative is also set on the other side in their hypocrisy to go ahead and take out human beings? Let's send this lunatic in so she can cry on the behalf of a chicken that's on someone's plate. And you better bet your bottom dollar she went home and had barbecue chicken that night. Don't tell me I'm lying, friends. She went home and had a chicken dinner. She just can't do it in front of everybody else because she wasn't paid to do that. But you need to understand that these are the environmentalists. This is a communist mindset. And this just came out, friends, at least across my desk just yesterday. And I thought it was so important for you to understand that these people, again, once again, have more of a care for animals than they have for human beings. And you better bet your bottom dollar on the other half, friends, of what I'm stating here. You better know that she is a pro-murder advocate. You better know that she's okay with babies being slaughtered and dissected, just like your Congress and Senate, and being sold off. And just like the American people that have given their Senate and their Congress a pass to go ahead and murder off babies because you've been led to believe that it's a choice. This is what you're breeding, America, by your toleration of their crimes against God and man. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. Well, her lusts are set on, apparently, a chicken named Snow. to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. I mean, folks, you really have to just think about this mindset, because these are the people, and these are the young people that are coming up out of colleges that are so emboldened to actually walk into a restaurant and begin to conjure up a false, faked, fabricated cry on the behalf of a chicken, her little girl named Snow. What would they be taught in public schools to believe such foolishness, to actually fall to a reprobate state? Well, they ignore the God of Israel. And what's interesting is they profess themselves to be wise as they become fools to all. And most people sit back and laugh at that mentality. But keep in mind, that's the mentality that is ruling over you, America, like it or not. And that's a fact. AccuJack. What are they being taught in public schools, friends? Evolution. I mean, friends, keep in mind, these are the same people that are taught evolution, yet 80% of the American people don't believe in evolution. Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And you know the doctrine of evolution, friends. And the atheists, it's, hey, if there is no God, then everything is permissible, and that's exactly how they live. Friends, I had to tell my little boy after we watched that video yesterday, I said, there's nothing funny about that. They can sit there and appoint your execution. Do your past history study, friends, and you'll understand exactly what dictators do. They set forth the indoctrination through evolution, because then it's okay to kill humans, but stand on the behalf of Mother Earth and the animals. These are the environmentalists. And again, keep in mind, it's a sick, reprobate mind. They're at war with themselves, friends. But again, friends, keep in mind, this is what's being tolerated. I told my kid yesterday, these are the people that had no problem whatsoever seeing you be aborted and murdered in the womb. They advocated. They'll protest people that actually stand for life. They'll protest them. And the American people let them do this. Oh, and God condemns this every step of the way, no doubt. Thou shalt not kill. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we're talking about that which is fearfully and wonderfully created in the womb, that the American people are okay to allow a doctor, as you call them, in America, to go ahead and sick a jihad on your own innocent in the womb. And you think for some reason or another God's going to be merciful upon this nation? Think again. Mercy to those babies is judgment upon the wicked that allow it to happen, friends. Know what mercy means in the Bible. Hey, friends, again, keep in mind, the media ignores the wishes of the majority who stand for the law. And the American people should get to the point where they don't care what the corrupt, controlled CIA media narrative is. They should get to the point where the media has to actually advocate and report the news rather than what they're told to do. As a matter of fact, let me take this around back to the first segment. You did see the picture, friends, bringing in Hillary Clinton, who admires Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Did you see yesterday she had a picture with all of the state-controlled useful idiots? You know them as useful idiots, the news anchors that have helped her to the point where she's at today. She took a big picture with them, and they're all smiling together. And why wouldn't they? Because they're all in this together, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Okay, so we're highlighting this lunatic that walks into a restaurant. She's crying on the behalf of her little girl called Snow. She tells the people that are eating chicken, or if they have eggs, to nourish their bodies. It's violence. And this is the mentality that you're allowing to be bred in this country through schools and through colleges. And friends, this is all based on none other than evolution. Here, let me just show you dictators of the past so you can understand what atheists teach, and it's evolution. Mao Zedong, his death toll was 45 to 75 million people. Do you think he believed in God? Do you think the fear of God was before his eyes, friends? Do you believe that he thought within himself he was going to answer to a just and a holy God on that final day? Do you think he knew that he was going to bow his knees to the Lord Jesus Christ? No, I know that he knows that now because he's in hell where he belongs, but rest assured, because he wanted to be God, Isaiah 14, he taught the foolish to believe that he was God as you reject the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the people took the bait. Joseph Stalin, 40 to 62 million people, they called him the father of the nation. As a matter of fact, FDR back in the 30s had the American people because he was man of the year on Time Magazine. For those that didn't know, they had FDR had the American people calling him Uncle Joe while he was slaughtering millions of his own people. We being a Christian nation, him teaching what? Evolution. Adolf Hitler, Death toll, 17 to 20 million people. He was an atheist. He taught evolution. Chiang Kai-shek, China, 10 million people. He taught evolution. Hirohito, Japan, death toll, 6 million people. Guess what he taught, friends? That he was God. And you dare not speak of Jesus Christ. Vladimir Lenin, a death toll, 4 million people. We all know what he taught, evolution. Tojo Hideki, Japan, 4 million people, taught evolution. Heya Khan, taught evolution, 12 million people. Saddam Hussein, death toll, 2 million people. Guess what he taught, friends? That he was God, Isaiah 14. Pol Pot, death toll, 1.7 million to 2.4 million people. Guess what he taught, friends? Evolution. The very mentality that you're allowed, or you're allowing your young people to take on today. Ho Chi Minh, North Vietnam, 1.7 million people murdered because guess who God was? It was the dictator. It wasn't the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And look what happens when you submit to a tyrant or a dictator wannabe. They are God. Kim Tu-sung, North Korea, he's in hell now where he belongs. 1.6 million. Enver Pasha, Turkey, death toll, 2.5 million. They all taught the same things, friends. The same things that most Americans in this country laugh about. I'm going to play this audio one more time of this young girl who had a straight face on the outside of the building, had the camera crew, walked inside of the restaurant, and I want you to listen carefully because understand again, friends, these are the people that are okay with babies being murdered in the womb, but you better not touch snow. Check this out.
Determined look in her eyes wherever she goes, and she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away, she was hidden, she had nobody there for her, she was crying, she was scared every single moment, and because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her, and I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there, and if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live. This isn't food. It's violence. It's not food. It's violence.
Now, folks, I want to remind you as to what's going on today. I just received this yesterday. I wanted to play it for you. Again, these people are okay with the murder of the innocent in the womb, but you better not touch snow. And this is what the narrative will be set concerning the state-controlled media. This is what they're teaching in colleges. This is what they're teaching in schools. They're not teaching the fear of God to depart from wickedness, iniquity. No, they're telling you to depart from God. They're teaching you to depart from God and show mercy to the animals and go ahead and kill off the human. I mean, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, to say the least, friends. I mean, keep in mind, friends, in this country, it is already, it's policy, friends, it's not law. It's illegal to tamper with an eagle egg. I mean, a $5,000 fine or a 1 year imprisonment or both, if you tamper with an eagle egg, but go ahead. Folks, go ahead and kill the innocent in the womb because your corrupt government system, your corrupt representatives, said it's okay to do so. And on the behest of them and on the behalf of them, friends, keep in mind it's okay to kill off 3,700 babies every day in the womb. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales in America, friends? But you better not touch. You better not even think of capturing, killing, harass, hunt. Folks, any of these whales, you better just not even think about doing that, but it's okay. Kill off 3,700 babies a day. Folks, this is the fruit of what you've been allowing to breed in your school system. Folks, did you know that now we're told that it's illegal to pick flowers in state parks? It's a misdemeanor. Wow. You better not touch those flowers, but go ahead. The government said so. Go ahead and murder the innocent in your womb. Just ignore what God said and listen to what we have to say. Because you now have put the government, corruption in government, in the position of being God. That's why they're ignoring God. And you're going right along with it, friends. Did you know that people are now protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for their cruelty to chickens, like Russell Simons, Pamela Anderson, Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney, and a bunch of other sick-minded individuals? You know, they have a billboard out. It says, "Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens." No wonder why kids are stabbing their babies when they're born. Who taught them how to do it, friends? The murderers that you have been led to believe that are called doctors. I mean, and furthermore, going to what we're seeing today, and it's not just Hillary Clinton, it's not just Barack Hussein Obama, and it's not just Bill Clinton, and it's not just George W. Bush, but also Daddy Bush, friends, and Ronald Reagan, and going back, friends, to Ford, all the way back to 1973, I believe, which was Richard Nixon. They're all guilty. They all have blood on their hands. They all admired the likes of Margaret Sanger, who said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. But you better not touch snow. Because if you do, you're going to have some little reprobate lunatic crying, walking into your restaurant saying, "It's not food, it's violence. This is violence to eat chicken." And keep in mind, she also called Snow, the little chicken, her little girl. Human weeds on blacks, immigrants, and indigents. Reckless breeders spawning human beings who should have never been born. These are all those that admire the likes of Margaret Sanger, who's also a part of the KKK. She was. Now, she's in hell where she belongs as well. Well, Bradley, are you judging? No, I'm giving you the judge's words. And he says these people that go on in their sin are going to die in their sin. And there's a place called hell for those people. Because we know from Genesis all the way to Revelations, the Lord had told us and warned us of a hell, which is a consequence of unrepentance towards God's moral law. And they're all where they want to be, as a matter of fact. On the extermination of the blacks, we do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said. She said, perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals, the goals that we hope to reach, speaking of the minister's work. Well, who's the minister, friends? Barack Hussein Obama. But going all the way back to Richard Nixon, to the present, friends, they all admired Margaret Sanger. Well, even if they denied the fact that they agreed with her by being accomplices in the crimes committed against the innocent in the womb, by doing nothing, by standing not up for them, but just letting things go. Because after all, that's the PC thing to do, right? I mean, what can we do about it? They made the choice. We didn't know. Wait a second. You're called to legislate according to law and God's plan and His law, not according to the sanctions of the murderers that call themselves representatives or justice. This is that sit on the bench unlawfully. Matter of fact, speaking of a justice, Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who died in 2016, said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. But folks, you better watch out for snow. Because it's not food, it's violence. And forget about the 18 state in population that have been murdered under the guise of choice. 57 million innocent babies later, read again Proverbs 6:17. And don't forget about that lunatic that you've tolerated on the bench named Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who by her own words incriminated herself when she said, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. She is guilty as charged, but guess what, folks? She's sleeping on the bench today because you've given her a pass. Going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory. And finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about the lunatic that walked into a restaurant where people are eating meat and chicken, and she goes in with a straight face, and then she starts to talk, and then she begins to weep. And, of course, it's all fabricated, and in the process, they had to have the media there because this is the narrative they want to set. But I want to set the narrative in the perspective that it should be set, friends. This is what you are allowing to be bred, and you better bet your bottom dollar that the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation, it will be the philosophy taught in government in the next if you don't put your foot down on it. You know, and to take it a step further, isn't it interesting how they're okay with the murder of the innocent in the womb? And then when you begin to call into question, and who's responsible for committing the crime? Well, the woman is. Because she's the one paying somebody to murder the fruit of her womb, in which she is guilty of. But she wants to blame the kid. And then they want to hold up signs stating that they're proud of their abortion. In most cases. And if that doesn't work, then what they do is they have to put up another sign to divert the people in this country from taking responsibility by actually executing and enforcing the laws against their crime for the murders that they themselves commit. And then what these criminals do, they put up a sign that say, stop the war on women, as they're murdering the innocent in their own womb. America, have you thought things through? Because what you tolerate in this country is just second to none. You become a byword. You become a joke in many other countries for what you have tolerated. You know, I hate to say this, because I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. We know that Hillary Clinton likes to talk about Putin, and so does Barack Hussein Obama and Putin as the arch enemies. No, it's WWF at its very worst, friends. They're doing business together. I've shared with this, friends, with my listening audience, that Putin is buying uranium ore off the ranchers that are in jail now, who are standing up against the federal crimes of the Clintons by the act of treason, trying to warn the American people that she's illegally financing her presidential campaign through the uranium ore that was found on their lands. They're now in prison, friends, for trying to show you the crimes being committed. So what I'm trying to say, friends, is the fact that they're not at war with each other, Putin and Hillary. No. They're working it all out. They're doing business together through treasonous acts, again, not only just through Billy Bob, but now Hillary, of course. But it's interesting to note that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just today, line upon line, precept upon precept, Putin, don't ever think for one moment, friends, he's a good guy. He said, a society that cannot defend its children has no tomorrow. You know, it sounds to me like it's the Spirit of God telling the American people through an enemy to this country that, listen, you don't have a tomorrow because of what you have tolerated from before me. A society that can't defend its children has no tomorrow. Of course not. Why do you think that they're advocating sodomy, friends? Because if we left it up to the sodomites, we wouldn't be here today now, would we? Nope. All of those little sodomites that choose to commit the act of abomination before God by lying with another man, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 27 other scripture references, friends. Isn't it interesting that if we left it up to them, we wouldn't be here today? And who took this on? This is a global narrative now, friends. No, advocate sodomy, because then we can deal with the population control by using them. And then we'll get the people to believe, the stupid people in countries, prospective countries, that accept this, the sodomites, as actually being the victims, and they're being bullied. We'll just go ahead and let them lead the way. Boy, and they say behind closed doors, I hope the people don't catch on that people aren't for this at all. But we'll just ram it down their throats, whether they like it or not. And we'll just go ahead and advocate that lifestyle. Because that will work for us, not only through abortion, but also through the sodomites. Hey, well, there's our population control problem right there, resolved with a stamp of approval on it right there. But here you have Putin. A society that can't defend its children has no tomorrow. Oh, it certainly doesn't, America. It certainly doesn't. But don't, again, ever get caught up into the fact that Putin is your friend, America. He's no more your friend than the devil himself is. He can come with a smile on his face and give you a kiss, just like Judas did. But keep in mind, he's also selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, and so are the Clintons today. But this goes way back. But again, just to bring it up to date, friends, I just wanted to share with you what you're breeding in this country through your tolerance.
Absolutely. It seems like, you know, over the course of the years that we've been doing what we've been doing day in and day out to reach America and to reach people with the truth, it never ceases to amaze me how much we speak forth the truth and the response. The response is overwhelming, from all of our assembly programs to all of our events, to tea parties, churches, festivals, prisons, you name it. People are always desirous to hear the truth. They're like sponges soaking it up. In fact, I was just recently looking over some of our student responses from some of our assembly programs, and one particular student said that she was tired. All the student body was really mad when they heard they were going to have an assembly program because they were sick and tired of all that say no to drugs crap, she said. But then when they came into the assembly program, 15 minutes later, she said it was like a different school. She said it was like they came out of a coma. And really what that is the Spirit of God bringing them to life, because the Holy Ghost bears witness of the truth. So people, once they hear the truth, they can respond to it accordingly because they're being set free. As the Bible says, the truth that sets you free. So for those of you who are listening and who have been very much so blessed by the Sons of Liberty, know that we are working hard, literally day in and day out, to make sure as we say in our slogan, that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come, which is absolutely true.
But can I interject something?
Of course.
Psalm 119:130 says, "The entrance of thy word and words giveth light." Again, the entrance of thy words giveth light. That's wanted to interject that.
Exactly right. And we're doing our best to reach out to the masses, but people don't maybe fully understand that we cannot do what we do without the support of people who listen to the show.
But Stephanie, I think people have this mindset that if you're a preacher, that you're going to make all this money. People need to keep in mind, take a step back. This is a prophetic ministry. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. We're not on the radio giving you false words of prophecy, giving you our opinion. We're not on the radio petting your feathers in the direction that they go. No, we're giving you the word of truth, like it or not. And when you have a ministry like this, people say they love you all day, but you know what? Action speaks a lot louder than words. And we're just here to let you know today, friends, this is the hardest time for ministries, the summertime and around Christmas time, because everybody forgets about ministries at that particular time, or at least a good portion of the people do. So we want to remind you that we are here because of you, and it doesn't work without that. And that union and that a relationship between the two of us.
That's right. We're working together because we can do this thing, as you always say, Bradley, together. We can restore America together. If God be for us, who could be against us? But there are people out there who have heard of the Sons of Liberty, who have maybe attended our events, our assembly programs, who have heard us on the radio over and over again, who get our emails, and they're so happy that we're out there. You know,
yep.
We get a lot of that. We're so happy you guys are doing what you're doing. But we seriously cannot do what we do without the support of people who are listening to the program and say, you know what, this is not just a message that I need to hear. This is a message that the nation needs to hear. And also, for those of you who are new listeners or maybe don't realize that Sons of Liberty also plays in 53 other countries as well. So what we've decided to do for the next 30 days is that anyone who becomes a new monthly donor or who increases their giving if they are already monthly supporters will receive a free copy of For the Children. Now, you were speaking about abortion and Margaret Sanger and so on today. For the Children is a book that actually exposes the evil.
Was that offensive to you to listen to this lady walk in the restroom?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard it playing here a few times in the studio, and every time I hear it, it's just like, just what a whack job.
I honestly think that I was in a restaurant and someone was to do that, I would literally just go right up in front of her and stand right in front of her and say, I would confront her with the word of God first and foremost, and I would tell her, you need to be ashamed of yourself, and I would not move until she moved.
And what a twisted mindset. As you mentioned, she called the chicken or the egg, whatever, her little girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're comparing now girls to chickens. I mean, this is so beyond belief twisted that I wonder
if you can't make it up.
No,
I mean, that's the best way to say it. You really can't make this stuff up.
Exactly. And they're given over to reprobate minds because they want to give over to reprobate minds, and they entertain these thoughts that are so far out there, and it's completely judgment turned backwards. This is the America that we're leaving for our children, and this kind of mentality, unless we do something about it. Actions speak a lot louder than words. We are turning literally talk radio into do radio. So those of you who want to see this message, go out to the nation and see our nation restored. We are giving you a For the Children book and a My War CD, which contains Bradley Dean's life story, if you sign up as a new monthly donor. For those of you who increase your giving, you'll get the same thing. Now, it's simply as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, clicking on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can choose the level of membership that's right for you. If you'd like to increase your donation, call us at 1-866-233-0747, and we'll take care of you.
Reprobate, Webster's 1828, a person abandoned to sin, one lost to virtue and religion. I acknowledge myself as a reprobate, a villain, a traitor to the king, defined. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.